here we are together this evening to celebrate the Ascension, something simple and mind-blowing. We heard it through two different narratives, the book of Acts and from the Gospel of Luke. In Scripture, we see that the Gospel of Luke and the book of Acts are kind of a two-volume work. Both books are authored by Luke and dedicated or written to Theophilus. Theophilus is someone who appears to be a follower of God, but there is no other mention of the name besides these two places in Scripture. Nothing else is known about Theophilus. This two-volume set of writings provides an account of who Jesus is and shows what living as a Christian looks like. In the Episcopal Church, Ascension Day is considered a major feast day. It is like Christmas in that each year we use the same readings to consider the same truths. Ascension Day falls on the 40th day after the resurrection is celebrated, Easter Day. It is always on Thursday, and every year it's the same day with the same readings. Must be important. As we are amid the great 50 days of Easter, we are slowing ourselves down to consider important happenings. We have been looking at the reality of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, and those texts and scriptures that give us assurance of the truth of the resurrection. As we consider the Ascension, we hold ourselves from Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit comes, the 50th day after Easter. The themes of each of these feast days, Easter, Ascension, and Pentecost, is almost an elongated panoramic picture of the Trinity. We are really gazing at the love of God, the power of God, the provision of God, Creator, Savior, Helper, Trinity. Rowan Williams writes, each of these divine persons seeks to give place to the other, space to be who they are. David Cunningham articulately claims the divine Trinity models for us the true nature of community, which gives way to mutual participation and difference. During these great 50 days of Easter, it is important to consider a lens of accumulating these truths, not leaving them behind as we pass them by. The truths that we focus upon inform our reality and can transform us. Interestingly, we do not have the great 50 days of Christmas, but we do have the great 50 days of Easter. The reason for that is heard in these readings. We catch a glimpse, we take in our reality, our destiny. At the beginning of our Luke passage, Jesus is talking about the things that need to be fulfilled, what needs to happen for salvation to take place. All has been fulfilled. When we home in on the Ascension, we learn two major realities that are true for all eternity. The first is God is with us. And we will encounter and focus on that more specifically through Pentecost, but we hear it today. The second that is true forever is that our Lord Jesus Christ has taken his humanity into heaven. This will be true forever. There is a wow factor to this because it communicates to us an assurance that our humanity, not our sin, but our humanity, we will take into heaven with us. We will be in the presence of God for all eternity. Our humanity, what makes us us as creatures, because of all that Jesus has done, what makes us us can be in God's presence. As we have labeled what has happened and what is true, these two main truths of God's presence and the reality of our dwelling with God forever, the taking of humanity into heaven, we may wonder, why is this important? It can be a little overwhelming just to try to take it in, but why might we care about these things? As God dwells in each of us, we have union with God and with each other. This will only become more as we take our unhindered humanity into heaven. It might be a little startling, But one reason to care about God's presence with us is that God is in us, and we are not only at union with God, but with each other. We hear Jesus teach that we should love our neighbors as ourselves, and that is because we are our neighbor, and our neighbor is us. Union. The other reality that is quite tangibly put forth is that Jesus is not only our Savior, but our model for living. Jesus shows us where we are going and how to get there. As we follow God, we are formed and transformed into Jesus' likeness. We become more like God. We are at union with God. We are becoming now and forever. And the big takeaway for us today is assurance and comfort and encouragement. As Jesus has taken his humanity into heaven, we will too. No wonder they returned to Jerusalem with great joy and they were continually blessing God. Such assurance, such wonder, awe-inspiring. We are a people on our way, and God has made our way sure. So what do we do? How do we respond to such good news? It is eye-catching as we hear in our Acts passage that suddenly two men in white robes stood by them when Jesus had ascended, and they said, "Why do you stand looking up to heaven?" If we look back, these two men in dazzling clothes also appeared to the women at the tomb at the resurrection account. In that narrative, these two men, later referred to by another disciple as angels, asked the women a pointed question: "Why do you look for the living among the dead?" Whoever they are, in their speculation, maybe they're Moses and Elijah who appeared at the Transfiguration. Whoever they are asking odd questions that seem poorly timed with what is happening. I suggest that there is value to looking up, but it must not be all that we do. If we look up, we are looking to where we are going, and we are assuring ourselves of the certainty of taking who we are in our unhindered humanity into paradise with God and one another forever. We must understand that we are a people on our way, because if we do not know where we are going, we are not going to do anything about it now. It would kind of be like if you were going on vacation, but you did not have a destination. So how would you know what to pack? You would only know you're leaving. You might just become indifferent or stressed, unsure, perplexed, worried, or maybe full of dread. We would know we are leaving on vacation, but without knowledge of the destination, we are not informed and likely would do nothing about it. Or maybe we tilt on the other end and we would do absolutely everything about it, from parkas to swimwear. In our faith, as we know where we are going, that can make us think about how to pack, about what to accumulate in our lives to take with us into eternity. Being informed leads to clear action, and that is what we see in Scripture. So look up, become assured of where we are going, and look around and cultivate the kingdom of God. God, through God's Spirit dwelling in us, has left it to us. Great joy and great responsibility.